American Family News. I'm Robert Thornton. The federal government is adding to the number of National Guard troops in Washington, D.C. as President Donald Trump continues his crackdown on crime in the city. Fox's Jill Nato reports.
Federal agents have mostly been out at night in D.C. since the president announced he was stepping up law enforcement in the nation's capital. Starting tonight, they're expected to be a 24/7 presence. Officials say 800 National Guard troops and 500 federal law enforcement agents are being deployed to the city, but some residents are saying the president's actions are heavy-handed.
I'm a little fearful now, you know, with, like, the National Guard.
I feel safe walking through the city each and every day. I feel safe, so we don't need troops in the city.
Current law gives the president power to take over Washington's police for up to 30 days. After that, it'll be up to Congress to extend it. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
A national defense analyst and Pentagon advisor says he is not surprised that despite its history, Germany has chosen to punish Israel. AFN's Chad Groening has more.
When Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet announced that Israel plans to take over Gaza City, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz quickly responded by saying Germany will not authorize any exports of military equipment that could be used in Gaza, quote, until further notice. Even though he said Hamas must not have a role in the future of Gaza, the German leader did not offer any alternative solutions as to how Israel could defeat the Hamas terrorists without taking further military action. Bob McGinnis is a retired Army officer and national defense strategist who is president of McGinnis Strategies, LLC, and has had family living in Germany.
I'm not surprised. Clearly, the leftists in Germany continue to run the place, and they already suffer tremendously from Islamists that are terrorizing many German people. So it's what it is. The Germans are going to continue to pretend that they don't have a history, and they're going to continue to bolster the left and its radical ideas. And unfortunately, it really doesn't help their overall image globally because of their own history.
I'm Chad Groening.
President Donald Trump said today there will be very severe consequences if Russian President Vladimir Putin does not agree to stop the Ukraine war after Friday's summit. In the same meeting, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he told the group that Putin is bluffing ahead of the planned meeting with Trump. Following the Friday meeting, Trump will also seek a future trilateral meeting. The Supreme Court is being asked to take up and overturn the landmark decision that legalized homosexual marriage and led to a host of other evils being forced on the U.S. AFN Steve Jordahl has more.
Kim Davis, the former county clerk from Kentucky who was fired, fined, and thrown in jail for asking that her name be removed from a marriage license given to a homosexual couple, is asking the Supreme Court to reconsider its infamous Obergefell decision. That's the decision that struck down every pro-marriage law in the country and opened up the door to gay marriage and eventually the transgender madness infecting the United States. Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel says even though she was eventually allowed to remove her name from the marriage license, gay rights groups are still coming after her for hundreds of thousands of dollars of financial penalties and legal fees.
Now these plaintiffs want to punish and persecute Kim Davis solely because of her religious beliefs. That's exactly what the dissenters in Obergefell predicted would happen. People of faith and religious values and conscience would be the target of persecution.
Four Supreme Court justices must vote to hear the case before it's put on the court's docket. But Staver says it's not as much of a long shot as you might think.
Obergefell is on weak ground. It has been from the very moment it was given. In the Chief Justice's words, five lawyers imposed their own will, not a legal judgment. We've seen it also mentioned in the 2022 Dobbs decision, which overturned Roe versus Wade. Justice Thomas said that Obergefell is one of the other cases that need to be reconsidered and overturned.
Tropical Storm Aaron is moving through the Atlantic and is expected to become a hurricane in the coming days. And preparations for potential impacts from Aaron are underway in the U.S. Virgin Islands. And that's all our time for now. You can find more news at AFN.net. I'm Robert Thornton.